Can you imagine? This is why Fateh Ali came with a do-rag and a curtain. I said, yo, man. You're asking me about mysticism and my attitude toward it. I come originally from Southern California. It's the quack capital of the world. I've seen a channeler. I've talked to a few. Largely, yes, I hold it that it's all bullshit. But there's I think people are divine and eternal. I think that people live on many, many different levels. You know, see things, understand things. In a way, yes, we're totally mortal, and I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what that is, this flesh thing. Or this earth thing, I don't know. But I'm finding out all the time.
It's packaging.
I guess so. Sometimes I think it's just a dream that your soul had in order to reach out to people and to kiss or dance or something, you know. I'm not so sure that some guy in the sky with a beard baked you in an oven and put his finger in your belly button and that's how you came about.
Your love melts like sweet brown chocolate, it melting on the tongue of God himself, God himself.
What is the connecting thread there? Because you will do like a cover of Bad Brains, or of the Smiths, or of Edith Piaf, or...
Probably the most tangible line is just my mindless hero worship. I don't know how to bring him into a better context than that. Because I'm sure Edith Piaf would despise the Bad Brains.
But are you doing your hair in the camera?
Yeah, so I always look like crap.
Oh, come on. I'm so tired of hearing this cute boy quotient around you, really. What do you mean you look like crap?
Whatever. Hey, man, I didn't make it up. I look like crap 24 hours a day. I look like this. Got this mystery hair happening. Got this greasy-ass face.
Right, now, are you feigning humility?
I don't feign anything.
Just thought I'd ask.
Well, I'm lying in my bed, the blanket is warm. This body will never be safe from harm. I still feel your hair, black ribbons of coal. You touch my skin to keep me whole.
We live in a culture that, kills artists. Wants them to die. It kills them.
Wants them to make the sacrifice?
Yeah, you know, it's like people who talk poetically or act and express are totally devalued.
Heather.
But I'm not sure about that, even when you say
I am.
That. Well, okay. You say that perhaps it kills artists, and that artists are devalued, and people who have the courage to bare their souls and to be poetic in public and to say, I care about something, I'm passionate about something, they also get eulogized. They also get followed down the street or people swarming you. And
sure. So, but never really, either adored or damned, but never really understood. Because people sometimes throw a light. They let these artists carry a light that they refuse to carry for themselves sometimes. And I've done it, and I will do it. You know, you meet somebody, you admire them, like, oh, I can't do that. I'm nothing like him. I'm so bad. You know, I'll still do it.
Did you always know that it would be music for you?
I never gave it a second thought. It's just been very natural. It just sort of got into me.
Were you always courageous about sharing that with people? Because knowing that you can sing, or knowing that you get elevated from music, or know that it touches you, is one thing. To be able to have the courage.
Well, I've had the foolish audacity to actually say things like this, but, you know, we're in a sort of a special situation. This is sort of like, you know, Camera's confessional booth. So there's no danger here, you know, we're all safe, and I can run away.
And we're drinking spirulina. Mm.
So decadent here in Canada.
Get back to your confessional, please.
Okay.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Forgot.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Really?
Yeah. Completely forgot. Let's just go into something else.
Okay.
I walk into a room, people take one look at me, and sort of, boom, decide I'm something.
Is that because you are aware that you project a lot of presence?
No.
No?
No. It's just like...
Why is it?
It's just, I'm a freak magnet, that's why. People looking at a guy with a sweaty guy with a mohawk and no shirt and a weird tattoo that went wrong, mumbling to himself, will look in my eyes from like 100 paces away and go, you're the one, and come up to me, and he won't know whether he want to have sex with me or kill me. That's what happens to me all the time. There are freak magnets out there who know exactly what I'm talking about.